In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:07. I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And here in the studio with us, we've got MWR Fitness, none other than Miss Angelina and Miss Heather. Hello, ladies. Woo! How we doing?
We are in the house. We are doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I love the energy as always. Much needed on a very long Monday morning.
Well, because fitness is fun and so are we.
You know what? That was the best answer I've gotten. I love that one. That was great. Speaking of which, we've got our wonderful question of the day. We've asked you, what did you want to be when you were a kid and why?
I wanted to be, I think, a WWE diva. Wanted to be a wrestling star.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They wear fun outfits and get to beat each other up.
Yes.
Get paid for it. I love it.
Get paid to beat each other up. Very nice. I like that one. What about you, Heather?
As if Angelina and I could not be more polar opposite. I was a competitive baton twirler when I was younger, and I wanted to go pro.
Yeah.
No one told me that there was no such thing as professional baton twirling, but I was sure I was going to do that for a career.
Nothing wrong with dreaming it. I absolutely love that one. So make sure that you continue to keep it here because we've got a lot more information to cover regarding MWR Fitness and sports when we return. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And welcome back to the studio. If you are just joining us, we are here with the lovely Miss Heather and Angelina with MWR Fitness. Now that we've talked about what we wanted to be when we were kids, now we can get to some fun stuff. And I'm looking forward to it because I see a new class alert. Heather, you got to tell me more about this.
Yeah, we're super excited. We've listened, we've heard it all. We know NAS2 needs some classes. Best we got for you is a 5:30 to 6:15 a.m. class. We've got HIIT and Core with Kayla.
Ooh.
So excited about it. I know, EJ, you're here with us at NAS1, but majority of people listening are over by NAS2, so this is the class that is for them, serving America's best.
I like that.
We're doing what we can.
So
Kayla's got you. She's going to make you sweat. Go through that HIIT class, then tighten up the core as a finisher. And if you start now, you will be in amazing shape for bikini season next year. So,
I love it.
Yeah,
and it's always
excited.
Important to really set those goals because
exactly.
That is huge. And those high intensity courses, I can tell you this much, some of the toughest classes I have taken always yield the best results.
Oh,
my body
always.
Only responds to that.
Always. It's 45 minutes of work. You can do anything in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a great way to just get like a routine and get used to. Like every Tuesday and Thursday, you're meeting Kayla, you're doing the class, and then maybe eventually you can start doing some stuff on your own. We're super excited about it. So everybody should make sure to pop out NAS2, meet Kayla in the gym at 5:30 and head on out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nice. Very nice. Oh, that is amazing. So for those of you, especially if you're really big, because I know I am into group exercise, that is my jam.
Yeah.
And knowing that you all have this support system, right, where you're just kind of like in a sea of people that are all looking to accomplish similar goals.
Yeah, you got your accountability buddies right there, making sure that you're doing the things, getting the work done, sweating hard, not
slacking
off.
That's the first time I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I really like accountability.
Do you know when you wake up and like it's cold
buddies.
And you're like, meh, I'm just going to stay here? No, if you're like, oh, I've got to go meet people, or Kayla's going to be there, and if she's going to be there, then I can go. You're like, okay, she's going to hold you accountable.
Accountable.
Accountability buddy.
Accountability buddy.
I'll write it down for you.
It's a lot of syllables, but I really like the way that worked out. No, that is pretty amazing. I love it. And I know we've got another event lined up with MWR Fitness as well, too. As I'm looking, I'm like, I've seen something like this before.
Yep. I'm throwing out a save the date right here, right now. You heard it first. Saturday, October 26th, is our annual zombie run.
Ooh.
So that is a 3K run around Maranai, open to everyone, any DOD ID holder. come out, have fun, get chased by zombies, enjoy the event, do a little cardio, show off your costume. Anybody that's not looking to participate in the run or walk can still come out. You can volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. You could be a zombie. We've got a professional face painter that will paint you to look like a zombie, and you can chase everyone that's screaming and running away. So we offer all of the things that one could possibly want. You can run, get your cardio in, or you could make people run and get your face painted.
That is phenomenal.
So, EJ, which are you going to do? I'll be your accountability buddy to come to the zombie run.
I think I like the thought of making people run as a zombie.
Perfect.
Sounds amazing. I just have to say, I'm very curious what that LOA would look like.
Oh, I mean, it's it's a good one. It's a good one. There's usually photos involved in the LOA. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, I think that's phenomenal.
But LOAs are provided, and that includes time of getting your face painted. So it truly is the event to volunteer for.
You maybe want to join just because of that.
Yeah.
Just because of that alone. I really love that one.
Promise a good time. It's
no,
fantastic.
that is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for that information, because I really needed to start my Monday off right.
Yeah,
and
you just started my Monday off right. I got you. So get your costume ready. Save the date. More information will be coming soon. Registration will open soon. So check out the MWR Facebook page, and yeah, you will be completely overwhelmed with marketing for this event. So don't worry, you will know about it soon.
That is awesome.
Already.
Thank you so much for that. I think if there was ever a reason to run, being chased by a zombie is a fantastic reason.
Or chasing people in costume.
Or chasing
Either
people in
way,
costume, too.
Win-win.
I think I like that one as well. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Heather, for that information. We've got a lot more to cover when it comes to MWR Fitness when we return. And welcome back to some more of the Morning Buzz. We are here with Miss Angelina and Heather from MWR Fitness. We've been talking about all kinds of things, being chased by zombies and high intensity training courses. There is no one else that can bring it the way MWR Fitness brings it. And I love the creativity behind it. So that is incredible. Okay, so we're shifting gears just a little bit, still talking about health, but now we're kind of doing that in the realm of sports. So Angelina, can you tell us, what do we have to look forward to when it comes to the world of sports?
Yeah, so we got a few Captain's Cup competitions coming up. So if you're looking to get those final points for your command for Captain's Cup before the Captain's Cup season ends in December, you should sign up and register for our next tournament is racquetball. Mm-hmm. So if you want to register as a single solo person for the racquetball league, shoot me an email, call me at the fitness office at NAS1. We'll get you registered. The registration deadline for that is Friday, September 27th, and that tournament will start September 30th.
Nice.
And then at the end of September, we have our 3v3 sand volleyball tournament it's a one-day event that will take place over at the sand volleyball court at NAS2. So if you want to sign up for that registration deadline is Wednesday, September 25th. And again, it's a one-day event happening on Saturday, September 28th. So you can have four people if you need, a sub, if someone's got duty or they get injured. Hopefully they don't get injured. I don't want to do any accident reports. but yeah, so those are our September, October events for Captain's Cup. And then after that, we've got one or two other things, and then Captain's Cup ends. So get your points in for your command as much as you can. Yeah.
Time really does go by fast. I was just having this conversation probably with myself, and I was saying, wow, it is amazing how fast we're looking at, like, the month of September just started, and now here we are. And I remember when we were just laying out information for the Captain's Cup.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now here we are kind of, like, facing down the barrel of the Captain's Cup almost coming to an end.
Yeah,
so
we got to get
incredible.
In all of, I wanted to do an outdoor event right before it got too cold
sure.
to be outside, because we'll transition into volleyball and indoor when it's too cold. So
yes,
trying to get one last outdoor event in for sports. Yeah.
That indeed. I like that. I like the sound of it. And it is actually getting a lot cooler now. So now everything we're kind of pushing indoors, but the sports just continues, which I love.
Yeah, go sports.
I like
go sports.
Go sports. Absolutely love it. And I know we made mention too as well, on the turf field, as always, wherever we go, whatever we do, we want to make sure that we maintain those spaces. So it is important that we make sure that we pick up that trash. We don't want to leave any trace that a sports
leave
event
no
has taken
trace.
Place.
Leave yes,
no
please.
Trace.
Just, be decent and pick your trash up and throw it out.
That's
and
it.
It's much appreciated. We're all a community. We got to work together to keep our spaces clean.
That is
and
so
usable
true.
For everybody else.
Absolutely. And with that, too, another note is is to make sure that we please do not have any pets as well on the turf field.
Yes, the turf is not regenerative, so please do not bring your pets, animals.
Yes, indeed.
Onto the turf.
Yes.
Again, we want to keep it as clean and sanitary for everybody who uses it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So that's actually very important. So thank you so much for that. So we still have some more information to pass along your way when it comes to the world of sports when we return. So make sure that you continue to keep it here. We're just going to keep on rocking out and enjoying the music. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I have to say, I love that song. It just never grows old. I definitely love it. So if you're just joining us, we are here with MWR Fitness. They are definitely bringing the energy this morning. I've honestly got to say, I look forward to my Monday mornings because of Heather and Angelina. So we've covered a lot today. We have talked about high-intensity training course that we have to look forward to. We've talked about a zombie run, which sounds absolutely amazing. And we've also talked a little bit about the Captain's Cup 2 and the Sand and volleyball tournament, which is pretty amazing. So I know you ladies, you've got so much energy, but I know you've got a ton of things to do. So before you leave us, is there anything else you'd like to add?
So update for the NAS 2 gym. So the weight room is finally complete and finished. We've moved all the equipment back into the weight room. So go over there if you haven't already and check it out. The basketball court is back open for free play basketball. However, we will be starting the renovation on the basketball court soon. So if you do want to get in your lunchtime b-ball games, basketball, whatever, get over there before it's too late.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That is awesome. And so if we've got some people that are interested in much of what was said today and just really wanting to participate more in MWR sports and fitness, how can they contact you?
To register for anything adult sports related, you can call me at the fitness office at DSN 624-3785. And Heather, what is your number?
My DSN is 624-4951. You can also stop by either facility, chat at the front desk, and ask staff just to get in touch with either Heather or Angelina, and we're happy to get connected.
I love it. I love it. Heather, Angelina, thank you so much for dropping by as always, bringing a little bit of sunshine to our Monday morning.
Go sports.
I love it. Go sports, indeed. So for all of our listeners out there, please make sure that you participate this season because, as Angelina mentioned, it is getting cooler out there. So take advantage of those outdoor sports while you can. And while you're in the neighborhood, as always, try to stop by and check out the new high-intensity course as well. I'd love to thank the ladies so much for being a part of this experience this morning. And as always, we're going to continue to keep the music going. So make sure you keep it right here. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.